Moving on, the UN is calling for massive international aid to help Syrian and Iraqi refugees. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees called for massive support from the international community for displaced Syrians and Iraqis. Antonio Guterres warned that the refugee situation is extremely worrying. The UN refugee chief added that host communities and governments needed more funding. He said international donors had provided only around half of the UNHCR's needs last year. More than 3 million Syrians have fled the ISIL atrocities in their country, which started in 2011, spreading to neighboring states. We're once again joined by Syrian activist Mimi Alam, joining us from Australia. It's great to have you with us once again. Let's pick up where we left off. I'd like to get your opinion on how much the United Nations and the international community has been playing a part in aiding the refugees from Iraq and Syria.
Well, we've heard and seen that a lot of Syrian refugees are actually dying of the cold because of the snowstorm that has occurred in the refugee camps. They're living in very, you know, thin tents, and the snow is up to a meter high. And so it's clear that as a result, you know, there really isn't enough resources going to refugees. The question is, however, who should fit the bill? Of course, you know, it should, the first and foremost, is the priority is to get these people in good living conditions. But at the end of the day, you know, these Gulf states, the Gulf Arab states, are putting millions and millions of dollars into funding the ongoing insurgency in Syria, including Al-Qaeda groups such as Jabhat al-Nusra. And the problem is, you know, Jordan and Turkey, they want to continue the war in Syria, but they're not happy to foot the bill for the refugees that they're creating as a result of this war. So the more the donations that happen across the world to prop up the Jordanian and Turkish economies, basically the longer the war will be. And unfortunately, you know, some of these aids that are being collected are ending up in the hands of militant groups that sell them at a higher price for the civilians. So the priority should be, you know, to get these people to in better living conditions, internal and external refugees, but at the same time to pressure the Gulf Arab states and Turkey and Jordan to themselves put more money into refugees. And perhaps when they see the fact that their economy can't handle paying for all of these destitute Syrians, they will agree to end the war.
Thank you very much, Syrian activist Mimi Alam, joining us from Australia.